Welcome to episode 458 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps us to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Lindsay, and Donna. Sandra Lulk is a senior business development manager with Sandals and Beaches Resorts. She has been with the company for 7 years and has visited every single resort and every single island where you might find one of their all-inclusive resorts. She works alongside the travel advisors in the Pacific Northwest, primarily Washington State and Montana. In 2018, she and her college sweetheart got married in Jamaica at Sandals South Coast, so she identifies as a Jamaican. She's also a diver, holding both advanced open water and rescue certification status, and she loves spending time under the surface. Sandra's here tonight to talk about Sandals' newest resort, Sandals Royal Curaçao, and what makes this Sandals resort so special. So let's get started. Wow, that was quite the bio.
I need to point out, George, she didn't say she was Jamaican. She said Jamaican.
She identifies as Jamaican, that's right. And I think there's a lot of people out there that do.
Yep, there is a special love for Jamaica through the travel industry, that's for sure.
Hey, it's my favorite island.
So, I don't know. I think, have you been to Curaçao yet, Donna?
No, I have not.
I think that
I'm going next month.
Yeah, I think it might give Jamaica a run for its money because I completely fall in love. It's unlike any of the other islands that I've experienced Sandals on, and so we were there just a while ago. We got to go enjoy this beautiful property with a group of other individuals, and I don't know. You want to start at the beginning? What's the airport like, Sandra?
It's funny. And Donna, I would say, I mean, obviously, Jamaica, getting married there, it has a very special place in my heart. And like George said, in a lot of hearts across the travel community, right? But like Lindsay said, there's something incredibly special and unique about the island of Curaçao. So I'm excited that you're going to get a chance to go and see it for yourself. That'll be good. You said you're going next month?
Yeah, just about all of us are going on a celebrity cruise to Curaçao.
Oh, excellent. Yes. Excellent. I love it. Well, Lindsay, you kind of started to talk about the airport, and I would be happy to chime in about it unless you wanted to redirect for sure.
Oh, nope. Let's start at the airport. Come in.
I love it. So the resort itself is only about 15 miles away from the airport, which is really nice. One of the things, as you guys know, because you're familiar with the Sandals experience, anything with the Sandals logo is adults only, couples only. Anything with the Beaches logo, of course, is for families. So for this particular portion, you're looking at the adults only experience, which I'm a huge fan of. And coming into the airport, the airport is bright and open. It's actually very tech forward, which I was pleasantly surprised to experience. Once you are wheels on the ground, you deplane and you're coming through the airport and you get into the immigration hall, the customs hall, if you will. And other island destinations, you've got a wall of immigration officers that are waiting for you, and you wait your turn and then you step up. And it's a little bit unique here in Curaçao when you get to the front of the line, if you will. It's very tech savvy. So you walk into this little portal, if you will. You slide your passport in, you wait about 2.5 seconds, the doors automatically open. So it's very automated. It's very bright and clean and welcome, and you're connected. And on the other side, you've got somebody that's, you know, of course, going to give you the obligatory stamp. But I just was kind of blown away at how tech forward the airport was. And it was just kind of a unique destination, a unique way to experience the airport in the islands. I know that's something that maybe we take a little bit for granted when we're living stateside, wherever we might be. But to be able to just kind of like slide your passport in and say, oh, okay, I'm going to sit here and it'll scan my face, does a little bit of facial recognition, and then you get in on the other side. And anywhere that we are located from a Sandals perspective, anywhere that we are located, you've either got a Sandals welcome lounge in the airport or you have a Sandals arrivals desk. And here in Curacao, we've got a big, beautiful, can't miss it. The name Sandals is emblazoned on the wall. So once you grab your bags, if you're the kind of person that checks your bags like me, because I can't travel and not have 72 pairs of shoes, apparently, you get your bags, you get on the other side, you step out of the airport technically, and you're in the open air, and you've got that Caribbean breeze, and you just turn to the right-hand side. And like I said, you can't miss it. We've got the arrivals desk that's waiting for you just to the end of the walkway. And in true Sandals fashion, we check your name, make sure you are who you say you are, make sure that you're on our list of arrivals for the day, and then we tag your bags, and you're only waiting for a couple of minutes before you are on your airport transfer to take you to the resort. It's kind of nice.
That is something that Sandals does just about better than anybody else.
Yeah. The efficiency with which they get people to the resorts,
and usually there's a drink in hand too.
Yeah, we try to welcome you in style, depending on where it is. At the Curacao arrivals desk right now, you've just got incredibly warm smiles and people that are excited for you, excited to see you. And we've got tons and tons of bottled water. You will never dehydrate if you do it properly at any Sandals or a Beaches resort. So, I think from a transfer perspective, we do a great job at getting you on your way to whichever resort you have chosen all across the Caribbean, all across the CARICOM, I like to say. We want to make sure that you spend as little time as possible in that arrivals lounge, and we whisk you off away to paradise so that you can get started on that vacation of a lifetime.
So one of the things I noticed when we pulled up, like skipping over the ride, not very long, but one of the things I noticed when we pulled up was the giant, beautiful entryway for the Sandals. Sandals is kind of known for their very, you know that you're about to step out into luxury when you pull up to the Sandals. There's not one anywhere in the world that you know where it's a hidden,
this looks like a Sandals. Maybe it is.
So the entryway to me was so cool, and it brought in some of the local culture. Let's talk about the giant chi-chi out front.
Yes.
Resort.
So if you're looking at any of the photos that we have, whether they are your own, because I know you took copious photos and I'm very proud of you for it, or if you're looking at any of the resort photos, any of the drone shots that you happen to see, there is a symbol that is kind of known across the island of Curacao. It's not a Sandals thing, it's a Curacao thing, which I absolutely adore. This resort is just peppered with so many touches that are nods to the Curacao culture, that Dutch Caribbean culture. And I just, if you don't know where to look, sometimes they are right in front of your face, and other times they're just kind of, you know, unique touches that you might not be expecting, a little surprise and delight, if you will. But what Lindsay is referring to is this big, beautiful, statue, for lack of a better phrase. It's this symbol, and it is her name is Chi-Chi, and she is known in the Curacao culture as Big Sister. Chi-Chi means Big Sister, and the concept behind it is this warm and welcoming. I've got you. You're here. You're right where you need to be. We're in this together. This kind of like, you know, welcome home with open arms. And so when you come across the Port Cochere and you come into the resort, you've got this beautiful statue. And if you look really close at her, you can see all these tiny little hand-painted designs that are unique to Curacao, all across her body, the front, the back, the sides. And she has there's no facial expression, but she just sits and has these big open arms that just say welcome. And so the concept is that big sister vibe that just kind of gives you that comfort and that welcome home kind of a feeling. So that's kind of what Lindsay was talking about when you get in. And it's one of my favorites too. I love the Chi-Chi dolls.
It really sets the tone for the resort, and it's kind of a nod to how it's going to be different. Not that Sandals doesn't incorporate local culture in other properties, they do, but I think this one, more so than anything, is a perfect marriage between what you can find locally and kind of having, this is like, I think, a new concept, really, for Sandals, as far as the resort, because you're kind of encouraging that exploration.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of components to the Royal Curaçao experience that do kind of give you that opportunity to look beyond the resort, right? So we do a great job at giving you everything that you could possibly need at your fingertips available right there on resort, so you never have to leave. Curaçao is the very first destination where we have embraced certain opportunities where we actually encourage clients to explore because the island of Curaçao totally has that vibe. It has that come and explore and get to know the island, get to know the culture, the flavors, the people, the cuisine, all the different beaches. It really just has that come explore me vibe. And that's really what we're trying to invite you guys and clients to do.
So are there like shopping shuttles or things that go take you into town then?
Well,
or is it you incorporated it actually on the resort property?
It's a little bit of both. So we have, of course, every one of our Sandals resorts or the Beaches resorts, we've got a great partnership with Island Routes. And if anybody's interested in going off resort and kind of exploring on their own, all you have to do is walk over to the Island Routes desk and say, hey, I want to grab a taxi and go into town, or what kind of plug and play tours do you have that are available? There are shuttles that you can book through Island Routes. There's a shuttle opportunity where you can, they'll pick you up at the resort, and it's kind of an open air bus kind of an experience, and they'll take you into the town of Willemstad. You get a chance to jump off. You can do some shopping if you want to. I know some of my colleagues did an excursion where there was, I think they were e-bikes, and so they got a chance to go into town, jump on the e-bikes, just kind of cruise around and get some shopping in, get a chance to just really immerse themselves in the culture and the vibe and all the beautiful colors, something that is really unique to Willemstad, at least from what I have seen, is you turn and you just see a wall of this beautiful colonial architecture, and everything has a different color, and everywhere you look there's bright, vibrant colors galore. So these are things that you can just go and book through the Island Routes desk if you want to, or if you've got a travel advisor, then they are going to be pre-booking these experiences for you because they know what's up. But in addition to that, we've got a couple different concepts that are unique to the island and to the Sandals Royal Curaçao experience. There is something called Island Inclusive Dining, where guests that are staying for 7 nights or longer in a butler level room category, they get checked into their room, and there's actually a $250 voucher that's waiting for them. This is the coolest concept. And they get a chance to touch base with their butler and say, okay, we've got this $250 Island Inclusive voucher for dining. We want to make a dinner reservation for two at Nosa down the road, we've got a list of about 8 participating restaurants that we're partnered with, and so that voucher gives them their transfer to and from the restaurant that they had chosen from this list. It covers their meal, their drinks, it covers tipping, it covers any taxes, all that jazz. So they basically get a chance to experience a restaurant and an incredible dining experience off resort, but still be kind of wrapped in the arms of the Sandals all-inclusive experience, where you don't have to worry about tipping, you don't have to worry about your meals, you don't have to worry about those cocktails that you choose to enjoy. So the island inclusive dining concept is one that is exclusive to Sandals Royal Curaçao for right now, and it's been gangbusters, and it really just gives clients the opportunity to venture off resort, which is something that's, you know, kind of amazing, and we encourage it.
I love supporting locals, so that's awesome.
Yes. Me too, 100%.
There's another thing that I noticed when I pulled up that we found out more about later, and they were these beautiful little Mini Coopers.
Those are waiting for you too, yeah. Right behind Chi-Chi, right?
It's waiting to be driven all around the island. So that's the Awa. Am I saying that right? I should know.
You're
how
right.
To say that.
The Awa and the Curaçao bungalows, the top level room categories. You got it. Go ahead. You got this.
So guests who stay in those top level bungalows not only get this incredibly beautiful place to call home while they're there with their own private pool area, and but they also can take one of these Mini Coopers for a day and go drive around the island and explore. And to me, I'm an adventurer at heart. I just think that that is one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
An all-inclusive resort do. I think it's great.
The concept was something that was kind of hatched from the Mini Coopers that we've got with Island Roots in Jamaica. It was kind of a carryover of that experience. Plus, if you've ever driven a Mini Cooper, they're a lot of fun. one of the unique things with Curaçao, one of a million unique things to the island, is that driving takes place on the right side of the road. So we are used to it. You don't have to worry about learning how to, I got to switch my brain over and I got to drive on the left. What Lindsay, to your point, what you were saying is anybody that's staying in one of those top level room categories, they've got access to that Mini Cooper. Now, of course, they come with butler service. So what do? You sit down and you talk to your butler and say, okay, Tuesday afternoon, I'm looking at the weather. Tuesday afternoon looks like it's supposed to be nothing but clear skies and like the fluffy clouds that you just want to, dive into. It's perfect weather for a convertible Mini Cooper. And so I think we're going to take the Mini Cooper out for Tuesday. Let's do it for that day. And so Tuesday comes around, your butler knocks on the door and says, all right, the car is ready for you, walks you to the lobby. It's waiting. It is gassed up. The lid is down. And you sit in, you jump in and you say, okay, where do we want to go? Do we go north? Do we go south? You've got little maps that you can use. There's preloaded opportunities. And you can say, okay, we're going to get to the entrance to the resort, the big gate. And you can say, all right, let's flip a coin. Are we going to go left? Are we going to go right? And you get a chance to explore and see beaches and maybe get a chance to try, dining somewhere else, maybe grab yourself a cup of coffee somewhere in one of the local small towns. You get a chance to kind of explore, just like you were saying, you get a chance to be a little adventurous. So those Mini Coopers are pretty, pretty enticing. I had a chance to test drive one for marketing purposes, of course.
For marketing purposes. So one of the cool things is, so let's say you're not adventurous, you're not leaving the island, you're not going to leave not leaving the resort, and you still want that island taste. I loved the Dutch cafe. What is it called?
Canal. It's called Canal. Yeah. What did you love about it? I know what I love about it, but it was very controversial when we were there.
No, it's like a transformer. Guys, I've never seen this anywhere. So during the day, you have your typical Dutch cafe. And I had just been in Amsterdam right before this trip, so it was kind of really cool to see the carryover and King's Day celebration and all that. So you get your little Dutch pancakes and your little waffles on a stick and all this stuff that you can get in there during the day. And then at night, you can get cheese and wine, and you don't have to eat it there. You can take it to your room and enjoy the sunset or take it out to the beach. But that's just the most amazing thing to me. Have it breakfast during the day, cheese and wine at night. There's nothing more perfect than that.
You can grab your coffee whenever you need it. For those of us that live in the Pacific Northwest, we drink entirely too much coffee, I would say. But to be able to just pop into Canal and say, you know what, I think I'm going to have, just let me grab an ice mocha. You can pick from a pre-booted, a preloaded menu of different options. You're, or you can tell the barista. You go for the, you stole my thunder. There is something there. So they have in the morning, well, I guess all day we have them. We have shortbread cookies, and they're tiny little bite size, just the perfect one. You can grab a handful and just pop them like candy. And you've got your typical chocolate. I think there was some kind of a berry that they had one morning, but then the one that's right next to it in the little cake stand, if you will, is a savory. So you can get sweet shortbread cookies, and then you can get savory shortbread cookies. And my personal favorite is an oregano shortbread cookie. And I tried to get everybody to try one, and it wasn't the fan favorite for any. But, one of the things that I love about the Sandals experience is that you can dine around, you can sample around, you can try new things, and you can learn something about yourself. If I try the oregano shortbread cookie and it's not for me, then I can say, no, thank you. I know this about myself now. And you can go and grab something else. You can get a crepe. You can get any number of pastries in the pastry case that we have that's available. But if you try it and you love it, then you learn something about yourself. You've unlocked a new level of this human being that you are. And you can say, I am now addicted to oregano shortbread cookies. Where have these been all of my life? And I have just woken up. And that's how you feel.
How did I exist before this?
How did this happen?
So, Lindsay, did you like the oregano shortbread, Lindsay?
I really did. Yeah? I really did. I do want to talk about, because I know sometimes we all get caught up in numbers and like, this Sandals Resort has 25 options for dining and 18 options for dining. This one has, what, 8 restaurants, 3 food trucks, right?
Correct. That's right.
Okay. But these restaurants are different. They're not the same exact restaurants that you experience at any of the other Sandals property. In fact, they are completely different. So you've got Vincent's and what's the one that Zuka, the one we ate at the
With the vegan chorizo. I know that sounds unusual and I'm not vegan, but to be able to try a vegan chorizo meal, it blew the doors off. It was so delicious and so flavorful. And again, not everybody aims for a vegan meal or something that is a plant-based protein. But to be able to try those things, and for folks that are listening out there that might be looking for something that's either a little lighter, a little bit different. If they've got dietary requests or they have food allergies, these are things that we can accommodate. We do it on a regular basis and we do it beautifully. So to be able to order the vegan chorizo and have it beautifully and thoughtfully plated and brought, I think that we just passed that plate around and everybody had a little bit of it when we were at dinner. It was so delightful.
But Gatsugatsu, so they do have this sushi option. They have the Italian. They have this, what is the Zuka was like a traditional. That was the one that was so unique to me. It was a South American. But the setting is like a hip. I hate to use the word hipster because I really do. I am drawn to these places. And I think it's stereotypical to say West Coasters are get a little defensive here. But it has kind of that kitschy, modern vibe aesthetic that you would expect from these more modern restaurants and little unique off the beaten path places to eat that are kind of popping up everywhere. It has that feel to it in the decor, and it's everything from the messages on the floor when you're walking in to the art to the neon signs behind the bars. It really does carry that aesthetic through it in all of these places, and each one has its own vibe to it. And I think this is very appealing to not just foodies, but to people of a certain demographic who kind of are drawn to those experiences that they're really going to love this resort and this property. And I think it has a little appeal to it. I hate to say this, even for people who are not big fans of all inclusive because they feel like it shuts out the local culture. I think this is a good gateway drug. for sure.
It is. It's true. And it's funny. You talk about the decor and you talk about the plating and like you mentioned, there's and I was talking earlier about the different tiny little touches that, like, if you don't know where to look, then they might just completely go unnoticed. But to what Lindsay was saying, in Zuka, there are certain tiles. There's tiles on the floor, and there's just a handful of tiles across the entire restaurant that have little messages to them. Mr. Stewart was known for saying all that's good. You see, you know, love the one you're with. Like, you see these tiny little messages that speak to, you know, be present and be in the moment. But we always like to say that when you come to a Sandals or a Beaches resort, technically your phone eats before you do. And it's because these meals show up in front of you and they're so beautiful that you just kind of have to take a picture and say, I'm going to post this on Instagram and I'm going to make everybody that's in my realm jealous of where I am and what I'm experiencing in this life that I'm living, even if it's just for a few days. So all those little touches that you find across the resort.
And one of the other things, too, that I've never seen anywhere else, I don't think, not even just any other Sandals, but any other all-inclusive resort, the bikes. I felt like a 6-year-old again. Like, I was trying to learn how to ride a bike for the first time. There are these bikes, these cute little seaside bikes. And look, I'm still here, so I didn't end up in the hospital.
Right. You made it through the other side.
I have photographic evidence that I was on this bike multiple times riding.
You're also a diver, you mentioned, and so how does Curaçao, as far as the diving is concerned, compare with other Sandals resorts?
So if I'm being totally candid, Donna, I have to live vicariously through my colleagues and my friends who have had a chance to go diving in Curaçao. When we were there, our time frame was so short that there wasn't an opportunity for me to actually go under the water. We went snorkeling.
Well, I take that back.
It means I have to go back is what it means. Twist my arm for it. Melissa O'Hara, who is one of my favorite human beings, and she is the national manager of dive sales for Sandals and Beaches. She's had a chance to go diving in Curacao. I've had a chance to view her photos and be incredibly jealous. But I've gone snorkeling, so I've spent a little bit of time with the wildlife of the ocean in Curacao. And I will say, Donna, there's about 70 different dive sites that are kind of sprinkled right around the island, whether it's wreck dives, wall
That's
dives.
Good, though. If there's that much, you know, available, then it's got to be good.
Oh, 100%. The island as a whole is a diver's mecca. It's a diver's paradise. And it's funny, when we first started talking, because it's the newest destination that we've had in a long time, not the newest resort necessarily, but definitely the newest destination to us. And it's our first Dutch Caribbean destination that we have had a Sandals or Beaches resort there. So when you start talking to people and saying, yeah, we're going to have a Sandals in Curacao, immediately people perk up and say, wait a second, Curacao is on my list of places to go diving. It is just it's a diver's paradise. Although for whatever reason, this is probably a little bit TMI, I am more buoyant in the ocean in Curacao than I am in, say, Jamaica or Turks. So when I'm one of those that if I'm going snorkeling, I like to be able to, you know, kind of like fin down and get as close as I can and then float my way back up to the top. And I found myself fighting a little bit harder to get under to the bottom and then very quickly bobbing back up to the surface. So, but there's, and I wish I could
remember the name. I carry 22 pounds. So you know what? I feel your pain.
Yep. I am a 16 pounds if I have to be in a wetsuit, even if it's a shorty, and 12 pounds otherwise. So 12 pounds when I'm in Nassau, I don't even know how many, cause they wouldn't let me put them on when I'm snorkeling, which is great for safety reasons, of course. But to be able to just go to some of those little wreck dives, which was right around the corner from the resort. So the snorkeling trip that we took as a group was just incredible. We were on the boat for maybe about 10 minutes. You go right out and around the corner, and all of a sudden you're right there at a dive site, site.
It was like right there. It was right there. And it was amazing. It was one of the best snorkeling experiences I've ever had. I was not expecting that for a snorkeling trip that was included with the resort. Normally you get like a, you know, you're, this was incredible.
It's a sand flat and you've got a few fish here and there. Yeah,
exactly. No, this was a little different. And even to take it a step further. So, the beach that we have every resort that we've got, you've got a beautiful beach and you've got beautiful pools. And some of the resorts tend to be more pool destinations than beach destinations. And to be totally candid with you, we've got a lot of firsts at Sandals Royal Curacao, but one of them is a 2-level infinity pool. So this is one of those resorts that is definitely pool forward. But the beach that we have has a little dock that is probably about 20 feet. I think there's about 20 feet worth of depth towards the end of the dock. But that's where most of the water sports kind of takes place, is right close to the dock. So you can jump in the kayaks and jump on the paddle boards. Lindsay, I see you right there with the paddle boards. You can take any one of those. The Hobie Cats have an upper. You can take the Hobie Cats out, which is great. But I saw quite a bit of sea life that was right there around the dock. I heard rumors, the people about 2 hours before we got into the paddle boats and the kayaks that we had right there, they got a chance to see seahorses right there, just right off of the beach. So you don't have to go too far to see some incredible things.
Seahorses, but I saw a ton of barracuda. Yeah, like right up at the shore, and they were coming up, and I actually got some great videos. But this is my first time ever kayaking and my first time ever paddleboarding at this property. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's worth noting too, that all Sandals properties are great for this. If you've never experienced some of these water sports and you really want to do it in a comfortable setting where you feel like you're not going to spend a whole bunch of money and then not like it, or be, now you're stuck doing this, or have some shoddy equipment, Sandals is always great for kind of expanding your horizons. It's kind of, you know, no risk trial of these things. And this was, it was a great little area to kind of practice that, to see that, okay, yeah, I want to do this again. And it was, Sandals was my first place I did a Hobie Cat. And that was the first place I did a paddleboard, the first place I did, was in a kayak ever in my life. And that's all stuff I never, ever would have done had I not felt like I was in a in an environment where, like, I could try this. This is not very risky for me. But so now I'm definitely doing all of that.
And I'm glad. And now you've become just a water baby. You're stuck. Eventually, you're going to come diving, and you're going to join the ranks, right, Donna? We're gonna drag her down. We're gonna take her diving with us, and it'll be fun.
You gave me somebody that'll certify me, even though I have asthma.
That's fair. That's a good point.
But I do love the snorkel, so I absolutely love the snorkeling there.
Well, that's okay, Sandra. You and I can go.
There you go. That's right.
That's fine. I'll take the Mini Cooper out.
We'll go drive around the island and have snacks, Lindsay.
So the food trucks. There are three food trucks here. Seaside food trucks.
Yes.
That's really cool. It's something I'm so glad that they're adding in a lot of places, food trucks, because it's just when you want something but you don't know what you want, you want to try this. And
The food trucks are unique. It's the second Sandals destination where we have had the food trucks added, and they've just been gangbusters. They've been a big hit. I think that one of them is tapas, like small plates, like a little Mediterranean style. We have a food truck that has like bao buns. It's incredible. And then the third one that we have is more traditional Curaçao fare. So you've got... Oh my goodness, what were they? They were deep fried. My goodness, I can't even think of it right now. It comes with a little bit of mustard on the top of it. Of course, I can see it in my brain. It doesn't matter, because one of the nice things about it is that you can just say, okay, I'm going to go grab lunch at the food trucks. There's plenty of seating, plenty of shade. There's a bar that's right over that way too, so you don't have to stray too far to get yourself a cocktail or bottle of water, whatever it is you're looking for. And what we did was I walked to each one of them and said, all right, I'm going to order one thing from here, one thing from here, and one thing from here, and I'm just going to sit down and just try it all. And that's how you should experience the Sandals. You could try all of it. And when you're finished, you get up and you walk away. There's no tipping at any of the restaurants or bars. That's one of the things that I like to drive home constantly, and it sets us apart. So all of your meals are included and unlimited. All of your drinks are included and unlimited from beach to bedroom. So that's part of the Sandals way of life. I don't think we know any other way to do it.
Should also mention, I should put in here, Sandals, one of the other things they do really well is they're kind of like Disney was with trash cans in his parks. Like, you walked around and I'm only going to count 30 steps and there better be another trash can, because that's about the time people want to throw something away. I really think at some point in time, Butch must have walked through those resorts and said, you know, we're going to need a bar here. Counted steps, we're going to need a bar here, because it is the most appropriately spaced beverage
libation friendly, yes.
libation stations that I've ever experienced, and the pool bar at this property, magnifique, definitely in top five.
That makes me happy. I love that. We've got every one of the resorts typically has an active pool and a quiet pool. And the swim-up bar is usually located at the active pool, because you've got your blenders going. You've got entertainment staff that's right there. And we've got some famous playmakers. We call them playmakers, the team members who are there just to kind of be part of the entertainment staff to keep the party going, to get folks excited, to get them mingling, to get them experiencing and just having the time of their life. And we've got some incredible playmakers that are right there at the swim-up bar. So they do a pretty phenomenal job.
I got to taste one of I think Leon was one of our playmakers, and he was like a rock star. When they come in, everybody knows, and then you all line up because you all want whatever the cocktail is at the place. They only make a certain amount, and when they're gone. And then you came up, he was already leaving, he's already he's on to the next bar, you better dry off and go follow him to the next area. But definitely very, very I quality tested the Hummingbird, which is kind of the drink that it's my standard go-to quality test drink.
Iconic. Yeah. It's a good choice.
Made sure that all the bars made it about the same. And that was pretty good. Definitely very unique flavor. I wanted to mention before, so one of the other things that makes this island so unique compared to other islands in the Caribbean is that due to how arid it is, you don't have that tropical jungle-like feeling that you do in a lot of the other Caribbean islands. So you have that more arid, but this means you have cactuses and like scrub, I think they're called scrub bushes. I don't even know what they are, bushes. You have such unique plant life, and I am not, I will kill a bamboo stick. I really will. I will kill flowers. I'm not a green thumb person, but I don't know if it's my age or just the fact that it was just so overwhelmingly beautiful. I spent more time going around this resort on one of those little cruisers looking at the incredible job that the landscaping department has done. Like, just plants, different kinds of flowers I've never seen before in my life, all in one area. And it's really, I've been to gardens where people pay tickets to go in to see the plants, and the plants are not as incredible as what you see on these properties. So I don't know who is doing the landscaping, but, and just in these little courtyards, you know, when you're walking your room, to be able to see those vines and the trees that kind of grow upward with the little red flower. I don't even know what they're called. They're, it's unlike anything I've seen at any of the other Sandals properties. And it was probably one of the most unique features I thought.
I love that you, it's so funny because it's true. People always ask what the, you know, like, why should I choose this resort over this one? And why should I go here versus this destination? And I think that so much of it comes back to the personal connections and the moments that we find as travelers, as lovers of travel, and lovers of different cultures, the moments that we find. So When you had a chance to, you know, you get up in the morning and you went over to Canal and you come out and there's one of those little Dutch bikes that's waiting for you, and you just jump onto the bike and you're just kind of rolling through some of the little pathways, and all of a sudden you find yourself getting a little bit lost in the gardens, in the lushness of this destination that is truly arid. And you're right, the cactus, that's such a unique thing for all the other destinations that I have experienced. What I knew about the CARICOM, about the Caribbean, was incredibly lush, you know, palm trees and all that jazz. And not to say that this wasn't like that, but it's a different kind of lush. It's a different kind of topographical experience, if you will. For me, I had a culture shock the very first time that I ever went to Curacao, because being on the West Coast, and I was originally from Atlanta, Georgia, fireflies are a big thing in the South, and I was used to it. And then I moved out to Sacramento. I moved out to outside of Seattle. You don't have fireflies. And I remember the very first night being in Curacao when the lights went down and you've got the stars, and all of a sudden I start to see these little lights kind of flashing. And I said, hang on a second. Do we have fireflies here? There are fireflies in Curacao, which sounds like the smallest little thing, but for me, it was super impactful. So those little magical moments that we find on any of our journeys that we take, whether it's a Sandals or it's something, you know, somewhere else in the world, I think that's what people are looking for. And I think that's the kind of memory that we hold on to and we carry with us. So wherever you go, it needs to be special like that, right?
Yep.
Well said.
Okay, well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. I want to wish Sandra a great thanks for joining us tonight.
Yay. Thank you. It was an honor to be here. I'm grateful. Thank you, guys.
On behalf of Donna, Sandy, Lindsay, and myself, George, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.